Buongiorno. We're going to find your perfect Italian partner.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the top 5 dating sites for those who are interested in dating Italians. Now I want to be clear here that this list is for people who are already Italians living in Italy looking to date other Italians, but it's also for those who are not currently in Italy but who are looking to date Italians in Italy. Before we dive into the list, make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. This quiz is going to pair you with your perfect online dating site, and it's a really great jumping off point before you dive in further to any other dating sites out there. So it's a great quick personality quiz. It's fun, it's free, the link is in the description. Go ahead and take the quiz and then come back here and let me know in the comments what your results are, because I'm really curious to know if your perfect online dating site is actually going to be listed in this video. While you're at it, make sure to check out our deals page, which is also linked in the description down below, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps, and you can definitely check out those deals by using our affiliate links if you go to the deals page, which is on our website, which is linked in the description. So don't forget to do that to save some money, because why spend more money if you don't have to? But without further ado, let's just jump right into the video with our number one site, which is Meetic.it. So Meetic is a European network for online dating. Meetic.it is an Italian site, but if you don't speak Italian, you can actually use the site in English. You can browse sites on this site without having to pay any fees, but contacting other members is reserved only for those who do pay. It's definitely worth noting that when you use the site, when you sign up for it, your profile, even though it's free, will be not only accessible to the Meetic.it site, but also all the other sites on the Meetic network. So your profile can be available not just for Italians, but for all sorts of different countries as well through the Meetic network. So you should keep that in mind when creating your profile. You actually do have the option to avoid this if you'd like, so make sure to click that if you don't want that to happen when you're setting up your profile. Most people on this site are about 30 years old and over. And the good thing is it does seem to have a low amount of scammers and bots, which is great, although you should always keep a lookout for them, because even if you think there's not any, there definitely are, so keep a lookout for them, but this site does seem to be pretty good at keeping them at bay. Every profile description and uploaded photo is actually reviewed first by the administrative staff, who then have to approve it before they are viewable on the site. An interesting feature that this site offers is that you actually have the ability to see when the person you're talking to was last online. Something that's kind of interesting is that if a man using the site is like not horrible, he gets a badge saying that he's a gentleman. So it's kind of interesting how the bar for men could it get any lower? Anyway, but that's just an interesting thing. Yeah, if a guy on the site is not vulgar and he's treating people politely, he will get a gentleman badge on his profile. So it's interesting. This site also has a lot of search parameters to find somebody within whatever certain niche you're looking for. So you can search for people based on age, location, personality, education, and many other things like that. So who is this website for? Well, obviously this is for people who are interested in dating Italians, but it's also for people who are interested in dating maybe people of other European countries as well, because this is such a big network. But also the people on this site are about 30 years old, and a lot of them claim to look for a serious relationship, while others are looking for something more casual. So it's sort of a mixed bag of what you're getting here. But that's my honest review of Meetic.it. Before we move on to number 2 on our list, please make sure to give this video a thumbs up and subscribe if you're enjoying it so far. So it really helps us out, specifically when you give us a thumbs up, because it shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then it pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we'd really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. So number 2 on our list is ItalianoSingles.com. So this site is part of a bigger network of online dating sites that have been around since 2001, and that is called World Singles. This was designed to help people in different countries around the world to find love. So obviously Italiano Singles is part of this network, and it's for people who are looking for love in Italy or people who are outside of Italy looking to find Italians. They really like to hype up their staff. They even claim that the CEO themselves will help you find a match if need be. Their aim is to help people establish genuine connections with real people, and they really try to keep the number of bots and scammers at as minimum as possible. So obviously this site specifically is for meeting Italians, but if you change your mind and you want to find people outside of just Italy, you can go ahead and switch your parameters by using the World Plus option. You can browse members of all the different World Single sites. It's actually free to create a profile and join the love-seeking community. You can go ahead and look at people's photo galleries, you can use live chat, or you can use the site's compatibility system to help you find your match. It's not obligatory to be Italian to use this site. You can be any person from anywhere and join it if you're looking to find people who are Italian or who live in Italy. So Italiana Singles offers a bunch of different ways to help you get in connection with the person you're talking to by using instant messaging, using e-cards, virtual flirts, and even icebreakers. But there are some special features that are limited to those who pay a membership fee. They do actually also offer tips on how to create a solid profile to help you find more matches. If this is your first time using online dating, or specifically Italian online dating, they're really trying to help their new members to have more success. When you make your profile, you have the option to answer tons of questions. You can answer as many or as little as you'd like, but we'd recommend answering a solid amount of them, or questions that are really going to show people the major aspects of your personality. Maybe you don't have to answer every single question, but some of the more important ones to really show who you are, it'd be great for you to answer those, and that could really up your chances of finding someone who's compatible with you. So who is this best for? It's best for anyone looking to date Italian people who are looking to, you know, maybe use it for free and just see what's out there, or pay a membership and get more serious. The people on this site are looking for anything from casual dating to long-term dating, but it is a good place to go and check out people from a whole different country. Before we move on to number three on our list, I just want to remind you once again to always make sure to check out our deals page, which is linked in the description if you want to save some money through our affiliate links when you are signing up for any online dating sites. Why spend more money if you don't have to? So don't forget about our deals page if you're interested in any of these sites. See what discounts we have. So number three on our list might be a name that you've heard before. It's Zusk.com. So Zusk is an international and widely spread company and online dating site that caters for people who are looking for love all over the world. They have a huge community of people on this site and a large number of Italians. And they also have a matchmaking algorithm that's set up to help you find your personal perfect match. Their behavioral matchmaking technology is very interesting, and it learns its AI and all knowledge by watching and observing what you do as a member. They observe the profiles you look at, the ones you send smiles and hearts to, the keywords you enter, and things like that. What it observes is then used by a smart pick functionality for matchmaking. Because of this tech, there's no need for members to complete a long personality profile quiz or anything like that when they sign up. Interestingly enough, there is a dating insight page on the site which will allow you to see your behavior on the site and what the AI has seen. You can use this data to help you transform the type of moves you make on the site, and hopefully to help yourself find someone who's compatible. Most members on this site range from ages of 25 to 34, with just about an even gender ratio. All profiles on this site have to be validated, so this definitely helps to cut down on scammers and fake profiles. The sign-up process is very simple, and it's quick to do because, again, you don't have any lengthy quizzes to fill out. You don't even have to upload a photo when you're first signing up, although you have the option to do that later if you'd like. You can boost the credibility of your account if you link your social media profiles like Facebook or Twitter. So who is this best for? I would say that Zusk is best for those who are looking for Italians who are nearby them, not necessarily from Italy specifically itself, or who are living currently in Italy, but this can be a great site to find Italians who are nearby because it's huge. It's got such a huge user base and tons of different people on the site. It's one of the biggest sites out there. The age range for this site is all over the place as well. There's younger people and older people, so it's a good site to kind of check out and possibly give it a try if you're interested. But if you're specifically looking to find someone who's literally living on the shores of the Amalfi Coast currently, it might not be the best. Make sure, if you haven't already, to like and subscribe, and we're going to move on to number four on our list, which is eHarmony. So much like Zusk, eHarmony is not specifically an Italian-only dating site, and it's not specifically for the country of Italy itself or people who are living there currently, but it's one of the biggest dating sites in the whole entire world. There are tons of Italians on this site, so if you're looking for an Italian person who might be nearby you, or an Italian person who lives anywhere, this could be a great site. You could possibly find Italians actually living in Italy though, because this is a global site. They boast a community of millions of active members from all over the globe. eHarmony is, of course, one of the biggest online dating sites in the world, and it has tons of success stories. I mean, all you have to do is go onto the eHarmony website and look up all of their testimonials. testimonials, you can go on Google reviews, you can go on YouTube. There's tons of people who have used this site and gotten a lot of success from it. So the registration of eHarmony requires you to answer some quizzes and questionnaires about yourself to really gauge your personality for the AI of the site. It's there that you'll enter information about yourself, including something like you're looking to meet an Italian person. The sign-up process might be a bit lengthy because of all of these personality quizzes and things of that nature, but it's definitely worth your time. When you go on other dating sites and there's basically no sign-up process, you can just dive right into it right away. There doesn't tend to be a really high success rate for those sites all of the time because there's no sort of commitment. Like when you are signing up for a site and you put in the commitment to right away write a lot about yourself, be honest with what you're looking for, and take a personality quiz, it shows that you're dedicated to finding love at least a bit, you know? So going ahead and doing these things are really gonna up your chances of finding someone who is similar to you and who could be a really good match for you. And it shows that you're serious about looking for love. In order to really appreciate this site though and use it for its full capacity, you will have to become a member, which means you will have to spend money. The messaging is not really set up in a way that's advantageous for those who are just using, you know, the free version or the cheaper version of the site. So it might be best for you, if you're serious about eHarmony once you've tried it out, to go ahead and become a member if you are interested in that and you've decided that at that point. But without being a premium member, there's not too much that you can necessarily do. So who is this best for? eHarmony is best for those who are serious about finding love. They want something real, they want a long-term committed relationship, and they want a website that is committed to helping you get there and who has a lot of success stories. I mean, tons of success stories. So if you're serious about love, this might be a great one to check out. I'll ask you once again to like and subscribe before we dive into number 5 on our list, which is another familiar name, Match.com. Much like the other two sites we've already mentioned, although Match is not specifically an Italians only site, this is one of the biggest dating websites in the world and it is a great place to go and find Italians. Match is one of the oldest dating websites out there. This started all the way back in 93. An interesting feature that Match offers is on people's profiles, you can actually view the amount, or the percentage rather, of compatibility that you have with that other person. Right there on their profile, you can see if they're compatible or not, or how compatible or not they are. The amount of details on everyone's profile depends on the individual user. They can choose to answer more or less questions about themselves. Again, if you're really looking for love here, or you're looking for something serious, or looking for something specific, which is dating in Italy or dating in Italian, this is a great time to fill that out in your profile. Let people know what it is you're looking for. You'll have the option to fill out a summary of yourself, answer several questions, and upload some photos. Only premium members can contact other users. So who is Match for? Match is for people who are serious about their online dating journey and serious about finding someone who is Italian, whether they're living in Italy or they are Italian themselves. Although Match is not specifically an Italian-only website, they've got a huge user base. You can feel free to write what you're looking for on your profile and you have a high chance of finding it. So those are our top 5 dating sites for those looking to date Italian people. So if you are not satisfied with all of the options we have here for you, or if you just want to hear some more, definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, which is above me and linked in the description down below. This will pair you with your perfect online dating site. While you're at it, make sure to check out our deals page, which is again above me and linked in the description down below, because why spend more money if you don't have to? Make sure to always check out what deals we have for you. Now that you're just about done this video of ours, make sure to check out our other videos, which are popping up on either side of me here. So I'm really curious to know, what do you think of these sites? Have you ever used them? And let me know what's going on in the comments below. But thank you so much for watching this video. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you liked it, make sure to leave a like. And if you loved it, make sure to subscribe. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Ciao!